الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد ذي عثه منشن رحمه الله تعالى كتاب الزكاة كتاب الزكاة the book of الزكاة. الزكاة is the obligatory charity. Zakah is the obligatory charity, and it has great virtue and lofty status and rank in al-Islam, and likewise it has a number of details and legislative rulings and limits that are set with regards to this affair. The people of knowledge, they mention the zakat lughatan, in the Arabic language, it has two meanings. Zakat laha ma'nayan, ay fil lugha, that this word zakat, it has two meanings in the Arabic language. One of them is an-nama or ziyada, to grow and to increase. So this is from the meaning of zakat. It means to grow and to increase. Also, it has the meaning of barakah, blessing, which is similar like that. And if the good will grow and it would increase. You say in the Arabic language, zaka al-zara. Idha nama wa zad, zaka al-zara. And meaning the crops, they grew. The crops, they grew and they increased and they flourished. So this is from that linguistic meaning. But likewise, the zakat has another meaning, and it has the meaning of al-tahara. It has the meaning of purification. It has the meaning of purification. And from this meaning, we have tazkiyatu al-nafs. Tazkiyatu al-nafs, the purification of the soul. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَاهَا. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Indeed, the one who purifies his soul. He made zakat, zakat of his soul. يعني تَزْكِيَةَ النَّفْسِ. By having the proper creed and proper belief and purifying his soul from shirk and from misguided understandings, and purifying his soul from the lowly manners and conduct, and purifying his soul from the blemishes of shirk and that which comes with that, from hypocrisy and the desire and lust and love and preference for disobedience and the likes like this, from the lowly ways, the one who purifies his soul from that, then indeed he is successful. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَاهَا. And the one who has corrupted his soul and polluted his soul and tainted his soul and with these affairs, then indeed he has been destroyed. So the point is that the word is zakat, it has both meanings. It has come like this. And likewise Allah referred يعني to the mushrikeen in this book and blame them that they do not give the zakat. الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. Those who do not give the zakat. What is intended here is not zakat al-mal. The majority of the mufassirin have all mentioned that what is intended here is they do not give zakat يعني tawheed. They do not purify their soul with the proper belief and proper creed by singling out Allah alone in worship. الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. Those who disbelieve, they're disbelievers in the hereafter. They don't give the zakat, meaning they do not purify their soul with tawheed. They do not purify their soul with tawheed. So this is the linguistic aspect of this word, zakat. It has both meanings. And you use it in this manner like this. Zakat yazku. Zukuwan wa zakatan. Zakat is purity. It's purity. And the issue of the purity of the intention and the purity of the heart and the purity of the soul is very important, and it comes first. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was sent with. He came and purified the people from shirk and from disobedience and from the lowly and despicable conduct and manners, and from that likewise purifying the wealth as well. And but the issue of zakat and nafs is of utmost importance. And this is what Ibrahim alayhi salam, he supplicated for. Likewise, whenever He called on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whenever he's building the Kaaba. رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. Like this. So our Lord send to them a messenger from amongst himself that will recite to them your verses. Reciting to them your verses and teaching them the book and the wisdom and purifying them. But whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned his response to this affair, and that Allah, he responded to this and answered this supplication, he mentioned it in a different arrangement, subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولٍ مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمْ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. So here whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions the response, he put the tazkiyah in the beginning. This is the point. And that Ibrahim alayhi salam, he made the supplication that Allah would send a messenger. From the attributes of that messenger alayhi salatu wasalam is that in the arrangement of the supplication of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said he would teach them the book. He would recite to them the verses and teach them the book and the wisdom and purify them. But whenever Allah, he mentions about the response to this, he mentioned the similar yani issue in these details, but he put the issue of purifying them first. He mentioned the issue of purifying them first and then teaching them the book and the wisdom. Teaching them the book and the wisdom. An indication that the purification of the soul and the purification of the intention comes first and precedes the knowledge. And if a person, he bears the knowledge and he carries the knowledge and he learns the knowledge, but his soul is corrupted and his intention is foul, then that knowledge will be a means of corruption and it will be a means of problems for that individual and likewise those who come in contact with him. So the indication of this affair is very important. Even a person, he can reach a high status in knowledge. Even a person, he can reach a high status in knowledge, but if his heart is not pure, and if his soul is not pure, and if he's not given zakat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will fall into the lowliest of affairs, and his knowledge will not benefit him. And you will find that some of the people that built yani these airplanes, and this great technology of the internet, and the car, and the likes like this, and these engines, and all these different types of worldly affairs, any of the knowledge, and the level they have reached with regard to the technology today is an amazing affair. But at the same time, one of them, he will deny the existence of Allah. Or one of them, he will prostrate to a stone besides Allah. Or he will worship a cow besides Allah. And this is from the lowliest of the affairs. And his knowledge, and he brought him to this level that although he figured out all of this math and all of these different and equations and all of these different types of technology, he's not able to realize that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. So this is because the issue of zakat, it comes first. It comes first. And this is why Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he mentioned about those brilliant individuals. They're considered like geniuses of their times. Any of those who were great inventors and the likes like this. But they were disbelievers. He mentioned about them, utu zaka'an wa ma utu zaka'an. That they were given cleverness and they were given knowledge, but they were not given purity of intention. They are not purified from shirk and from disbelief and from the misguided concepts and understandings. Yani utu ulumin wa ma utu fuhuman. They were given knowledge, but they were not given understanding. They were given cleverness, but they were not given purity. So therefore, to have purity of intention and to purify oneself for the sake of Allah and seek His pleasure alone, this is from the utmost importance. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. Allah, He mentioned in His book, that had not been for the grace of Allah and His mercy, not one of you would have had zakat. And not one of you, the meaning of this verse, مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا يَنِي مَا أَحَدٍ مِنْكُمْ أَسْلَمَ يَنِي وَدَخَلَ فِي الدِّينِ. Not one of you would have accepted Islam and entered to the proper religion. But the word here again is zakat. مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ. Not one of you would be purified. And not one of you would have been guided to Al-Islam and guided to the proper creed and proper belief and the application of that. So here what is intended, yani, from the zakat al-mal, to pay the charity, yani sadaqah. But it's a sadaqah that is considered wajibah. It's an obligation. But the linguistic meaning is included here. And this is the important point. The linguistic meaning is understood in the legislative meaning. And the legislative meaning, meaning that the zakat, the one who performs it properly, seeking the reward from Allah, fulfilling the obligation that is upon him, then it will be a means for his wealth to grow and to increase and to become better. and for his wealth to grow and to become to increase and become better. And likewise, it will be a means as well to purify his wealth. To purify his wealth. And the purification of the wealth in reality is the reason or the means for something to grow and to flourish and to become good. We see that if there are crops, for example, and there's a lot of weeds around it, then the crops, they will not flourish. Even if a person here were to toil the ground and to take care of the crops and the likes like this and to water them, if there are lots of weeds around, the crops, they will not flourish. They will be inhibited, or they'll be prohibited from flourishing and from growing and increasing and the likes like this. But whenever a person, he removes the weeds, takes away the filth and those ills that are around the crops, and then after that he cultivates it properly, then the crops, they will grow and they will produce much benefit and fruit. So likewise, yani the soul and also the wealth. And this is the point here. The point here is with regards to the wealth. So whenever a person, he pays that zakat and he gives up that right and he performs it with a soul that is humble, and he performs it upon faith while he's hoping for the reward from Allah, then it will be a means for his wealth to be purified. It will be a means for his wealth to be purified. وَمَنْ أَدَّى زَكَاةَ مَالِهِ فَقَدْ ذَهَبَ شَرُّهُ مَنْ أَدَّى زَكَاةَ مَالِهِ فَقَدْ ذَهَبَ شَرُّهُ. It's a narration from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by Ibn Khuzaymah and Tabari and the likes, and it's been authenticated from Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullahu ta'ala that the one who performs the zakat on his wealth, then the evil of that wealth will go away. So sometimes the wealth, it would have evil in it, it would have shar in it. It will be mixed up one way or another, especially in these days. So from the ways to get rid of that and to purify that is to pay the zakat on that. And the one who performs that zakat, that evil, it will go away and nothing will remain except the good. And for this reason, many of the people of knowledge, they have mentioned, even for somebody who does not have the amount of wealth that is obligatory, but he has wealth. For example, somebody who gets a paycheck every month, and before the next month, the paycheck is gone. And so he will not pay zakat on that paycheck. He gets a paycheck every month, but before the next month comes, yani the paycheck is gone. So this type of wealth here, and you will see inshallah, it doesn't have zakat on it. But the point now is that it's recommended. The people of knowledge, they have highly encouraged and recommended for every individual, every time he gets some type of wealth, that he should give sadaqah on that. He should give charity from that, because that's a means to purify the wealth and to get rid of the filth that is in that wealth. So even if he had an amount of money, he knows he does not have to pay zakat on it. He will not have to pay zakat on it to give something from it for the sake of Allah, with hopes of purifying that and getting rid of the filth that is there, yani inside of the wealth. But there are other aspects likewise from the beauty of a zakat, yani from the issue of purification. From the issue of purification. So it purifies the wealth. We've seen that. Even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that. But here we see the person who gives his charity, then it purifies his soul from being greedy and being stingy. So the soul, it has shuh. The soul, it has bukhul inside of it. This is something that we're tried with and we're tested with. The love for wealth, the love for property, the love for goodness. Yani to love wealth, this is normal. This is normal. This is something that that's created inside of our souls. That we love wealth, that we love goodness, that we love to have property, that we love for our wealth to increase in the likes like this. But if that love is not checked by the legislation and the law of Allah and the reins of the Sharia, then it could cause a person to transgress the limits. It could cause a person to transgress the limits and to forbid and to prohibit giving the rights that are upon him and the likes like this, and he'll become stingy. He'll become greedy with his wealth, with his property, with his efforts, and with his status and the likes like this, and he will forbid rights because of stinginess and because of greed. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. But the legislation and the law of zakat purifies that. So the person who has accustomed himself to giving up that wealth that he loves, then, and he gives that for the sake of Allah, this is cultivating and cleansing his heart and purifying it from greed and purifying it from stinginess and making it accustomed to give up the rights that are upon him. So a person, he has to give up the rights, and he from them the financial rights and likewise the other rights as well that Allah has given the people, the physical rights and also other rights as well that are due. So the zakat purifies the soul from this. وَمَنْ يُوْخَى شُوحَ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned, and the one who is safe, he's safe from the greed of his own soul, then these are the ones they are successful. Then these are the ones they are successful. So the zakat is a purification for the wealth, purifying it from the evil and the likes that had been corrupted or mixed in with the wealth, or that could come from the wealth. Sometimes the wealth, it will have evil in it. And if it's not checked, somebody, he will have money. Even maybe he will earn the money halal, but that money could carry him to fall into evil, to fall in, yani, to a bad way. And sometimes the more certain individuals, the more wealth they get or the more prosperity they have, the further they fall into transgression, the further they fall into disobedience, the further they fall into violating the rights of Allah and His slaves, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the wealth, sometimes it will carry a person into evil. So by giving the zakat, this is also a means of being safe from that and being free from that and purifying the wealth from that and purifying the soul likewise from greed and from stinginess. And also it's a means of purifying the hearts of the poor from having jealousy and having hard feelings in the like and the hearts towards the rich. Because sometimes the poor, maybe they will see the wealthy. And likewise, the fact that they are in poverty, this is from the decree of Allah. It's something that they must accept and something that they must deal with. Yani, for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and then take the legislated means to remove that. But whenever the wealthy, they show concern and care for them and they give them charity, then this is a means to also put in their heart a love for the wealthy and honor and respect for their brothers who are wealthy, knowing that they're fulfilling their rights and knowing that they're taking care of them and knowing that they're concerned for them. And if not, the poor, they're looking around at the wealthy and the wealthy have no care for them, no concern for them whatsoever, not helping them, not supporting them, not aiding them, not giving them anything from the charity or from the wealth that they have. This could cause them to have hatred towards them and cause them to have jealousy and the likes like this, and to have animosity in their hearts. So by the legislation and the law of zakat, it's a means likewise to remove that from the hearts of the poor and the impoverished and from the needy, to remove that jealousy and to remove that envy and the hiqd and the ghina that could be in the heart of the poor towards their wealthy brothers. So all of this is a type of purification, and this is the issue of a zakat. And so therefore it's a means for the wealth to grow and to flourish and to be blessed and to be good and beneficial. And likewise, it's a means of purification. Purification for the wealth, purification for the one who gives the zakat, and purification likewise for the one who's getting the zakat. And also it's a means of purification for the society. Because whenever the society is checked in this manner, and the poverty is taken care of in this way, and those who are poor and impoverished and in need, their needs are met by the wealthy they give their portion. And the people of knowledge, they have mentioned that if everyone were to give the zakat in the manner legislated and lawfully, yani that is required and prescribed, then poverty would go away. And if the poverty would go away, the people, they would be taken care of. The people, they would be taken care of. So this is, again, also from the beauty of Al-Islam. From the beauty of Al-Islam, that it's the law that is legislated and it is prescribed, and from above the heavens, from the Lord of the worlds, and it is encompassing and inclusive from every aspect of the human life, yani in himself and his soul and his household with his family, and likewise in the society, for the betterment of mankind, for the betterment and the benefit of mankind. The people of not, as I mentioned, and this is with regards to that linguistic the linguistic meaning or understanding of a zakat and its relationship with the legislative meaning. But the legislative meaning or definition of zakat, the people of not, as I mentioned, at-ta'abbudu lillah. At-ta'abbudu lillahi azza wa jal. Bi-ikhraji juz'in muqaddarin shar'an. Fi malin makhsus. Li-asnafin makhsusa biniyya. Biniyya. This is from the definitions, or from the most inclusive and concise definitions the people of knowledge, they mentioned with regards to a zakat shar'an, yani the legislative meaning. So the first restriction they mentioned with regards to zakat, yani the legislative meaning, the one that's considered an act of worship, it is a ta'abudu lillah. A ta'abudu lillah, that it's an act of worship. It's an act of worship, meaning that it must be sincerity for the sake of Allah. So a person, if he were to give zakat, he were to pay the zakat that's on his wealth, he were to pay that, showing off or hoping for the reward from the people or status with the people, to have a hand over the poor and the likes like this. And some people, they do that. They'll give charity to others, but they want to have a hand on top of them. They want to be able to use that individual later and the likes like this. And this is all from a foul intention, Rather, the charity, the obligatory, non-obligatory, must be for the sake of Allah. So this is the first issue here. تَعَبُدُ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلِ. It's an act of worship for the sake of Allah. It's an act of worship for the sake of Allah. So therefore, the intention must hope for the reward from Allah alone and nothing else. Seeking the pleasure of Allah and the mercy of Allah and the acceptance from Allah and the status with Allah Azza wa Jal by giving this wealth. By giving this wealth and looking for nothing else. Even there's a threat, a great threat, with regards to the one who gives charity hoping for praise from the people. Hoping for praise from the people. And he's from the three. He's from the three that will be the first on the Day of Judgment to be punished. And the fire will be set with him. One of them is someone who is charitable. One of them is someone who is generous. But he used to give the wealth. لِيُقَالَ كَرِيمَ أو جَوَادِ لِيُقَالَ جَوَادِ. Like this. And he would give money. And he would spend money in the avenues of goodness. And the ways of goodness. But he hoped from that people would say about him, oh, he's so generous. Oh, he's so kind. Oh, he always gives his wealth in the path of Allah. He's looking for this word here. He's looking for this praise here. And he will be belittled on the Day of Judgment. And he will be cast in the hellfire. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. And it will be mentioned that he got what he asked for. That he got what he asked for. And يُقَالَ جَوَادٌ وَقَدْ قِيلٌ. That it was said about him that he was generous. That he gave up his wealth and the likes like this. And this was mentioned for him. So therefore, the issue now is that the zakat, it must be for the sake of Allah. التَعَبُدُ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ بِإِخْرَاجِ جُزْءٍ مُقَدَّرٍ شَرْعًا. By giving a specific amount that has been prescribed legislatively. A specific amount that has been prescribed legislatively. So the amount with regards to this zakat is prescribed legislatively. It's not any amount. One, he will not give any amount. He will not just give any amount that he wants. And the likes like this. في مال مخصوص. From specific type of wealth. Likewise. في مال مخصوص. Not from every wealth. So not all of the wealth. Not all of the wealth. Whenever we say wealth in this chapter here, and in the issues of biu and transactions in general, what is intended by mal or amwal is not money only. That's only one type of mal. Mal, yani money. They call that a naqdan, yani cash. The gold and the silver and that which takes its place. But what is intended by wealth, in general, is something that you own and it has value. Like cars is considered mal. And business is considered mal. This person he has a store, for example, he sells clothing. That's considered mal. He's getting money with that. He's selling that. This is his property. This is his things that he makes money with. Somebody who has cars or he has properties and the likes like this. All of this is included in the word mal. Yani property and wealth and the likes like this. Not only money. That's the point. Not only cash. But what is intended here now? في مال مخصوص. Specific type of wealth. Zakat is only in a specific type of wealth. In a specific type of wealth. The people of knowledge, they mentioned that zakat will only be obligatory in five types of wealth. And the first one is النقدان. الذهب والفضة. وما يقوم مقامهما. The first one is gold and silver. There's a zakat in gold and silver. And also that which replaces gold and silver. From cash money. Naam, also, عروض التجارة. عروض التجارة. عروض التجارة, they're the items that have been prepared for sale. Items that have been prepared for sale. And what is intended by that is to make a profit. Business. Any item that a person, he intends to sell it in order to make a profit, then this item now, it has zakat on it. It has zakat on it. And it will be from those items then we'll have zakat on it if the rest of the conditions are met. Right now we just talk about this mal and makhsus. So we have the gold and the silver and that which replaces that from the cash money, the different currencies, and likewise that which is prepared for profit, for selling, buying and trading. That's hoped by way of that to have profit. Likewise, al-hubub wa thimar, yani the grains and the fruits, any of the crops that the earth produces, ما تخرجه الأرض من الحبوب والثمار. There are specific ones likewise. And the people of knowledge have mentioned this. Any of the crops, there's zakat on that. And also بهيمه الأنعام from the ibil and the ghanam and the likes, the animals. the camels and the sheep and the lice like this, there are there's a cat on these affairs here. And also al-ma'adin wal-rikaz. This is another issue. The ma'adin is these type of materials, metals and the lice that are found in the earth that are created there. And also the treasures from the times of Jahiliyyah or from the Kufar that are buried in the land and the lice like this, and a person he finds them, there's zakat on these affairs. So this is the mal al-makhsus. As for other than that, there's no zakat. But then also it has to reach any other conditions that must be fulfilled. So this is the point here. في مال المخصوص لأسناف مخصوصة. And that money, it must be given to specific individuals. The zakat cannot be paid to anybody. The zakat cannot be given to anybody. If a person, he gave zakat to the wrong person, it will not suffice him. It will not fulfill the obligation. If a person, he gave zakat to somebody who did not deserve it, and then he found out that, he would have to give the zakat again. The zakat here did not suffice. It was not sufficient. It would not be accepted as zakat. It would just be a regular charity. So the zakat can only be given to those who deserve it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah At-Tawbah, He mentioned those who deserve it. And they're called Asnaf al-Thamaniyah. Al-Asnaf al-Thamaniyah. There's 8 categories of people that are allowed to receive the zakat. In the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, إِنَّمَا صَدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَىٰ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْعَامِلِينَ عَلَيْهَا وَالْمُؤَلَّفَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ وَالْغَارِمِينَ وَفِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ فَرِيضَةً مِنَ اللَّهِ فَرِيضَةً مِنَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. These are the thamaniya, or the 8 categories of people that are allowed to accept the zakat. If you give it to one of these categories, then it will be accepted. Al-fuqara wal-masakeen, the poor and the needy. The poor and the needy. The people of Nahr, as they mentioned that, the poor and the needy. Any of these terms are very similar. Al-fuqara wal-masakeen, al-faqir wal-miskeen. These are from those terms that whenever they're mentioned, they have the same meaning. Whenever they're mentioned alone, whenever they're mentioned in one context, if you said faqir, it has the meaning of miskeen. If you say miskeen, it has the meaning of faqir. Unless something is intended specifically from the context of the sentence. In general, they have the same meaning of the other. But whenever they're mentioned together, like in this verse here, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَىٰ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ. Whenever they're mentioned together, the people of Nahr, as they mention al-fuqara, they're the ones who have nothing. They're the ones who have nothing. They don't even have the slightest. Yani they're destitute, impoverished and destitute. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. And the masakeen, they're somebody who have something. They have something, but they don't have their needs met. They're not impoverished entirely, and they're not destitute and in complete need and the likes like this, but they do not have their needs met. So they're struggling, they're behind. They don't have everything they need to cover their bills. They don't have everything they need to put the food on the table and the likes like this. So they're struggling. They're considered masakeen. Al-fuqara wal masakeen. So these are the main people who deserve Yani the zakat, but there are others likewise, and it will go back to the wisdom and that which is most beneficial and the maslaha for the situation and circumstance. But in general, this is the main category that deserves the zakat. But likewise, al-amilina alayha, those who go and get the zakat, and those who go and get the zakat by the command of the Muslim ruler. So the Muslim ruler, he will command, and he will have people. They're called su'at. They will go and get the zakat. They will go through the land and they will gather the zakat for the ruler. And whenever he comes, he has to give it. But the su'at, they will only go to get the money that's apparent. So the money the people of Nahr, as they mentioned, al-mal minhu al-zahir minhu khafi. Al-zahir is the one that you can see, like the camels, the animals that have zakat on them, and likewise the crops and the lice that have zakat on them. This is very apparent. It's known that there's wealth there. As for the money in one's pocket or that which he makes from his living and the likes like this from his business, this is hidden. But nobody knows exactly what he has. Even if somebody says he knows he has a store, for example, nobody knows the cash he has or the profit he has. His money and that he owns himself is hidden, is not known, and it's not apparent to the people. So this type of money here, those who go and get the zakat, they will not go to those who get the zakat from the gold and from the silver and from the money and the likes like this. Rather, they will go and get the zakat from the crops, and they will go and get the zakat from the animals and from the animals. So this is something that they will do. They will send someone to go and gather the zakat. They're called al-amiluna alayha. Awas su'at. They're the ones who are working for the Muslim ruler in the life like this, for the commander, for the leader, to go and get the zakat. They can be given from the zakat. Somebody today, for example, in America, who will benefit others, for example. He knows individuals who have money and have to pay zakat, and he knows other individuals who are allowed to accept the money and the likes like this. So he will go and get the money from the wealthy and give it to the poor and distribute it. Well, Allah, he's not included here. This is not what is included here. Somebody who said himself, he made himself available and the likes like this. This one will be considered someone who is mutabarri', and he's doing a voluntary act of charity. What is intended by al-amilina alayha, and the verse, and Allah knows best, is those who are appointed by the ruler to take care of this affair. And they will be given a portion by the ruler, not by himself. He will not take a portion that he decided for himself. And the likes like this, rather, this is something that they're allowed to receive from the zakat. But they're not the ones that will take it themselves or decide the portion that they deserve and the likes like this. We understand this point. إِنَّمَا صَدَقَاتٌ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْعَامِلِينَ عَلَيْهَا وَالْمُؤَلَّفَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And also, المُؤَلَّفَ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And again, this is from the beauty of Islam. The مُؤَلَّفَ قُلُوبُهُمْ, they're the people who the Muslims, they will want to unite them. They want to soften their hearts. And they'll want to draw them to Islam. Or they want to be a means to help either to draw them to Islam, or if they're already Muslims, to make their Islam firm, or even if they're not Muslims, where it's not hoped that they'll come to Islam, at least if you give them some money, they will not harm the Muslims. So all of this is considered mu'allafa, al-mu'allafa qulubuhum. Al-mu'allafa qulubuhum, the people that you want to have a good relationship with. And the likes like this. So also it's allowed to give the zakat in this manner. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would do that. Sometimes the tribes would accept Islam and they would be new. And the likes like this. And then his companions from the muhajirun and the ansar, radiallahu anhum, they're strong in faith. Their faith is strong and their deen is upright and good. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is aware of that. And then there will be new Muslims, or new tribes who just accepted Islam, and he will give them a great portion of the zakat, or a great portion of the war booty and the likes like this from that aspect. مُؤَلَّفَ قُلُوبُهُمْ, to try to draw them close, to try to draw them in, so that they will love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that they will love the Muslims, so that their Islam will become strong. They'll say the beauty of the deen. And sometimes this is the case. If you give somebody a gift, if you give somebody some money, it will draw him to you. And if you do that out of, yani, from the aspect of deen and for the sake of Allah, then many times it would have great benefit. Likewise, to give an enemy, somebody who is a disbeliever, for example, to give him money, and to build a relationship with him, so he won't harm the believers, so he'll take pressure off the believers, or so he'll take some type of political moves in order to help the believers and the likes like this, the Muslims, knowing that he's a disbeliever. And the likes like this, and this is something that we see today. And sometimes the Muslim government will give a disbelieving president, for example, a lot of money. Wallahu a'lam, is that from the zakat or not? This is something that we don't know. But from that aspect, it's allowed. It's allowed to help them so that they don't harm the believers, so that they'll stay away from Mecca, so they'll keep their planes away from Medina, so they'll keep their objectives and their goals, yani, away from the Muslims and the likes like this. This is all good. This is all legislated. This is all mentioned in the book and in the Sunnah. So this is the aspect of that. It's allowed to give from the zakat in this manner. Somebody's hope, maybe he will accept Islam. You're talking with him. He's close to accepting Islam and the likes like this, but he hasn't yet. Give him some money. It's allowed to give him money from the zakat here for this example. Hoping that he would accept Islam. Hoping that he will accept Islam, or somebody who's a new Muslim. Hoping that it will draw them closer. And that their Islam will be good. So this is al-mu'allafati qulubuhum. Wa fi riqab, and freeing slaves. And freeing slaves, what does mean? And those people who have debts. And those people who have debts, wa fi sabilillahi, yani those who are fighting in the cause of Allah, the soldiers, those who are fighting in the legislative jihad, to give wealth, to give the zakat in this path. Likewise, is allowed, wa bin sabil, and the one who is a wayfarer, the one who's traveling on a journey, is cut off, and he doesn't have enough wealth to get home, and the likes like this, or to meet his destination, likewise he can receive from the zakat. Likewise, he can receive from the zakat. Other than that, he cannot receive from the zakat. Some people, for example, they give their money to the masjid. He owes zakat, $100, for example, and he just goes, puts it in the box over there, like this charity box. He sees charity over there, he put it in the box. like this. This will not be accepted. You can't give zakat to build masajid. You can't give zakat to build an Islamic school. You can't give zakat for these reasons. You can't give zakat for these reasons. The zakat will not be accepted. You can give charity. You can give sadaqah. But you can't give zakat. So there's a difference between the two. If a person, he wants to give sadaqah, a non-obligatory charity, he can give it to whom he likes, any with wisdom, alhamdulillah. But as for the zakat, which is an obligatory charity that must be performed on a specific wealth that we have seen, any on specific people, and must be given to specific individuals or categories of people. This is very important. Another thing before I forget, likewise, many people here in America, I have found out from having discussions with different brothers that they believe that zakat al-fitr is zakat. Some people, they think that zakat al-fitr, and every Ramadan they give zakat al-fitr. They have the impression that this is the zakat that's spoken about from the pillar of al-Islam. And this is not right. This is contrary. This is something completely different. The aspects are completely different, and the legislation is completely different. And this will never suffice. So the one who has the wealth that meets the requirement for zakat and needs to simply pay zakat al-fitr, that would never accept. That's never accepted. That's not even the same. It's completely different. Here this is called zakat al-mal. Zakat al-mal. So here this is, again, a type of worship for Allah by giving a specific amount of wealth that is prescribed legislatively. And it is from specific types of wealth. Any specific amount from specific types of wealth. Specific types of wealth to specific categories of people. Biniyah. Biniyah. With an intention. With an intention. So the definition here, it starts out, it's ta'abud lillah, and the end it ends with biniyah. What's the difference between the two? At-ta'abudillah, what is that? Worshipping, to worship Allah. That's the ikhlas. Where is that at? Niyyah. Is not ikhlas the niyyah? Uh-huh. But then again, the word niyyah comes in again.
That's for zakat al-man, specific thing. Like salat Allah.
It's
this is for zakat al-man, such man.
Niyyat al-amal.
Niyyat al-amal.
So we have learned before, if we remember, the niyyah is two types. Niyyat al-ma'muri lah, wa niyyat al-amal. The intention.
You pay some $10, this is, oh, later you remember, I remember zakat, that's from zakat al-man.
They will not be accepted. Ahsant. Ahsant. So the niyyah is two types. We have niyat al-ma'muri lah, the intention for the one you perform the action for, wa niyat al-amal, and the intention for the action itself. So the niyat, again, it distinguishes who is the action performed for. Who is the action performed for? If it's an act of worship, it must be performed for Allah. That's ikhlas. That's mentioned here, ta'abud lillah. But also the action of giving charity also, yani it could be obligatory, it could be not obligatory. Somebody, for example, maybe he gave $500 in charity. Some brother was in need, and he came across him, and he had the money, and he gave that brother $500 in charity. The next week, he realizes, he does his calculations, and he says, "Oh man, I owe $500 in zakat." So now he will not be able to say, "Oh, that zakat, I'll just turn that into zakat." You cannot do that. That $500 that went in the beginning, that was sadaqah. That's a non-obligatory charity. He has a great reward with Allah. This high rank and status. And $500 is beloved, huh? To give it away for the sake of Allah. Non-obligatory. It's a great affair. It's a great affair. So this is a great sign of faith. And strength of iman. And strong deen. Just give it away like that. And you know, a lot of things we could do with $500, right? But he gave it away for the sake of Allah. So that's a good deed. But he will not be able later, next week or tomorrow, and the likes like that, after that, to turn that into zakat. Why? The deeds are by way of the intention, and everybody will have what he intended. So whenever he gave that money, whenever he let it go for the sake of Allah, it was charity, it was sadaqah, it was not obligatory. So now it would not be allowed for him to come later and say, "Oh, well, actually I want to make that zakat." Nah, that would not be zakat. Rather, the zakat has to have its own intention. That's the important point here. So zakat has two intentions. The intention for the sake of Allah, and the intention that it is zakat al-mal. Zakat al-mal. So again, the definition of zakat legislatively, the people of knowledge, they say, At-ta'abudu lillahi azza wa jal bi-ikhraji juz'in muqaddarin shar'ah fi malin maqsus li-asnafin maqsusa biniyyah. Biniyyah. That a person, he will worship Allah azza wa jal, and he will make his intention sincerely for Allah azza wa jal, and he will give a specific amount of wealth that has been determined legislatively from a specific type of wealth to specific categories of people with the intention of performing zakat. With the intention of performing a zakat. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.